Many people in Washington, D.C. are euphoric after yesterday's announcement that Major League Baseball is returning. But there still is work to do before the new team begins playing next season. Major League owners have to vote on the plan to relocate the Montreal Expos to D.C. Washington City Council has to vote on legislation to build a new ballpark, and the plan does face opposition here. And baseball has to finalize what appears to be an unprecedented financial deal with the Baltimore Orioles owner, Peter Angelos. His long-running opposition to baseball in Washington had a significant impact on the process, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was an arduous process, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig said yesterday. Tough to choose between six sites, five cities in Northern Virginia, who all wanted to be the new home for the Montreal Expos. Baseball bought the financially struggling Expos in 2002 and said it would relocate the team. The arduous process of choosing was made even more difficult by one man, according to Russell Adams, a baseball writer for the Sports Business Journal.
It's just one man, but it happens to be a very powerful man and a man that's willing to fight to protect the value of his franchise.
Baltimore Orioles owner Peter Angelos fought hard against the idea of bringing baseball to D.C., 40 miles south of Baltimore. Angelos complained loudly that his Orioles would be hurt financially. Even if Angelos didn't actually threaten to sue, baseball knew he was a top-notch lawyer who'd made a name as a tough, successful litigator. So baseball's acceptance of Washington's bid was really two-pronged. Work out the deal with D.C. and appease Peter Angelos. In the end, baseball was able to do both. According to Selig, during a conference call yesterday, the commissioner wouldn't provide details of a reported deal with Angelos. All Selig would say is this:
that there is equity on all sides and that Peter's been treated fairly.
In a statement released last night, Angelos said he and Major League Baseball had made substantial progress but had not yet reached an agreement. It's reported that Angelos and baseball are negotiating what some say is a startling package of compensation. According to reports, baseball would guarantee a certain level of revenue for the Orioles and a dollar figure of what the franchise is worth, meaning if Angelos tries to sell the team and no one's willing to pay that figure, Major League Baseball would pay the difference. Also, baseball would help create a regional TV network that would benefit the Orioles. Why all this for one man? Yes, he's powerful, and yes, there's always the threat of a lawsuit. But baseball economist Andrew Zimbalist thinks Commissioner Selig wants to appease Angelos for political reasons. Zimbalist has been a consultant to both players and owners. He says if Angelos isn't accommodated, Angelos might join forces with other owners who have similar territorial concerns in their cities and create a bloc of disgruntled owners.
Which would undermine Selig's main project and accomplishment over the last 10 years, which is that he's been able to assemble some semblance of unity amongst this group of previously very disparate and discordant owners.
In an effort to maintain that unity, Zimbalist says, Selig is taking a risk with his generous payoff to Angelos.
He has a guaranteed revenue base. He has a guaranteed franchise sale price. He can do whatever he wants. So there's a little bit of a problem here of taking away the financial incentive that you want to be driving the ownership behavior.
Others say, however, that Angelos has brought talented and expensive players to Baltimore in recent years, and the presence of a nearby rival in D.C. will make the Orioles owner even more competitive in how he runs the franchise. Tom Goldman, NPR News.